KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Hurricane Beryl ripped off roofs in Jamaica, jumbled fishing boats in Barbados, and damaged or destroyed 95% of homes on a pair of islands in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Beryl now forecast across the Yucatan Peninsula and continue northwestward.
Beryl is expected to weaken as it moves overland to a tropical storm, but then expected to reintensify and be at or near hurricane strength as we go from Saturday into Sunday and Monday as it slows and begins to turn more northwestward, bringing the center of the system close to northeastern Mexico or deep south Texas Sunday into Monday. So we could very well see impacts there.
That once Category 5 hurricane responsible for at least 7 deaths. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Shenard says the blistering heat won't end anytime soon for California and Oregon.
The heat in the west in particular looks to persist through the week. And if we look at the extended outlooks, the overall pattern favors above normal temperatures even going out a couple of weeks from now.
Shenard says temperatures will be dangerously hot for some celebrating the 4th of July across the U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, it's been all hands on deck for the White House and the Biden campaign to reassure worried Democrats. Greg Cluxton reports.
A week after his dismal debate performance, President Biden is resisting calls from some fellow Democrats to drop out of the 2024 race. The White House said absolutely not when asked if the president is considering an exit. And that's the message being shared with campaign staffers, Democrats in Congress, Democratic governors, and worried donors. The White House also has announced a ramped-up schedule for Joe Biden that includes media interviews, campaign travel, and a news conference at next week's NATO summit. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. The vice president is being fact-checked on abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In a statement on X, Kamala Harris says if Donald Trump is elected president in November, he will, quote, ban abortion nationwide. But that's not true, and even pundits on the left are pointing this out. In fact, former President Trump has angered some pro-life advocates for refusing to endorse any federal limits on abortion, arguing that the issue is best handled by the states. Critics say the vice president's accusation smacks of desperation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration is telling emergency room doctors they must perform emergency abortions when necessary to save a pregnant woman's health. That follows last week's 6-3 Supreme Court ruling that failed to settle a legal dispute over whether state abortion bans override the federal law that requires hospitals to stabilize patients. This is SRN News. The defense for Senator Bob Menendez has rested without the New Jersey Democrat testifying at his New York bribery trial. Menendez maintains he is not guilty of charges that he accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in gold and cash in exchange for using his clout in the Senate to deliver favors to the benefit of 3 New Jersey businessmen. They say the wheels of justice turn slowly, and that's never been more true than in New Mexico.
The state's public defender's office says a recent cybersecurity breach could delay some court proceedings across New Mexico. The state's law offices of the public defender says it's trying to fully restore its computer systems, including email, after the issue was discovered last Thursday. The department says it does not believe that any personal information was compromised, but adds that investigators are still looking into the extent of the breach. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.